Roleplay games have been a sensation among kids and adults for years. Perhaps the most famous example is Dungeons & Dragons. RPGs offer immersive worlds that can be explored in multiple formats, like board games and, of course, video games. Live-action roleplay games follow the same formula, except the games are played in real-life locations and the players literally become their characters. On Saturday nights, the gym of Christian Community Church fills with the battle cries of monsters, heroes, wizards, and all kinds of fantastical creatures.
I play a Gaelic barbarian, so I'm basically like a berserker. So I'm mostly just charging into battle with a shield and a sword and destroying the enemy lines.
18-year-old Nolan Bunting is leader of the mercenary company known as the Iron Gauntlet inside the world of Amptguard. He helps organize the game. Those swords he mentioned are padded. Bunting says the game draws a decent crowd of about 20 people regularly, but they've had as few as 4 and as many as 45. It's not easy to describe Amptguard and do it justice, but Bunting gave it a shot.
So imagine Lord of the Rings mixed with a great historical reenactment where you get to play as like your favorite characters. Like you could be a great wizard Gandalf, or you could be the great warrior that just charges into battle.
The games they play still take a little explaining. Here's one player giving a rundown of the last game of the day.
It's called Ring a Bell. The cone is the bell. That team is defending it. We're trying to ring it. We have to use a short sword, so we can't just throw stuff at it or anything like that. And we have to get by them before they kill us so we can get the point.
They also play standard Capture the Flag, and there are variations of Capture the Flag that include monsters that can be controlled if their magical items are stolen. Sometimes teams just do battle with no objectives other than to kill each other. Amptguard is played worldwide by groups organized by their municipalities, states, and countries. For example, Homer is a shire in the Principality of Alaska, which is a part of the Kingdom of Dragonspine.
And that is Alaska and Texas and Nevada, I think. I'm fairly certain.
Rowan Cunningham is 16, and he is an heir apparent in Homer's shire. The rules don't allow him to be the monarch because of his age, but for all intents and purposes, he is the leader of the group. According to Dragonspine.net, the kingdom actually encompasses Alaska, New Mexico, California, and Arizona.
We have a barony in Kenai, we have a duchy in Fairbanks, we have a shire in North Pole, we have a shire in Palmer, and we have a barony in Anchorage.
He says the groups meet online once a month, and they meet in person 4 to 5 times a year. As more people join, the shires have the chance to upgrade to a barony, and then the baronies can upgrade to a duchy. The game is fairly complicated, but that is part of its appeal. The longer players stick around, the stronger their characters become, and the more they learn about the inner workings of Amptguard. Cunningham says Homer needed this badly.
Homer, to be completely honest, kind of sucks for the youth. There's really not much for the youth to do at all, unless they like looking at art, or taking walks in the woods, which is all cool, but there's only so much you can do, until you get bored of it all. And this is a distraction to get people away from, you know, the streets and the drugs and such.
Cunningham brought Amptguard to Homer last spring with help from his mother and Nolan. He says there's something here for everyone, including people who just want to socialize.
There's also events where we have like questing, which is more roleplay oriented. And once a week, we also have crafting days called A&S Days, Arts and Science, where we make our weapons and our garb, and it's very intensive in making stuff.
And there's even a place for people interested in more mundane work. Cunningham says Amptguard is a corporation. The shires, baronies, and duchies all have bank accounts, and they do lots of paperwork. Normally, the game is restricted to ages 14 and up, but Homer has gotten around that. Younger kids can join as apprentices if they have an adult mentor sign up with them. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.